From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Hume. Authorities in Washington State, northwestern U.S., say up to 108 people are still missing or unaccounted for after this weekend's deadly mudslide. At least eight people are known to have died after a square mile of mud hit a rural area about 55 miles northeast of Seattle on Saturday morning. Our correspondent Tim Exton, who's at the scene, says the authorities do have some firmer figures about those who have died or were injured.
Eight people are now confirmed dead. At Seattle Harborview Hospital, there are another five people who are in either critical, serious or stable condition, including a six-month infant. And I believe there are about a dozen other injured people in local hospitals in the Arlington area.
Malaysia Airlines says it now assumes beyond any reasonable doubt that the missing flight MH370 has been lost in the Indian Ocean with no survivors. In a press conference, Malaysia's Prime Minister Najib Razak said it was with great sadness that new data now confirms the aircraft's last known position in the southern Indian Ocean west of Perth. 239 people were on board the flight, which went missing on March the 8th. Mr. Razak said more details about the search for the plane will be given on Tuesday and called on the media to respect the family's privacy. Mr. Razak said new data had led to this conclusion.
It is therefore with deep sadness and regret that I must inform you that according to this new data, flight MH370 ended in the southern Indian Ocean.
A court in Egypt has sentenced 528 Muslim Brotherhood supporters to death. Convictions were handed out to supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi for charges including murdering a policeman and attacks on people and properties. Authorities have cracked down harshly on Islamists since Mr. Morsi's removal from office last July. However, they are expected to now appeal the decision, which goes to Egypt's religious authority. Meanwhile, three Al Jazeera journalists have faced a third day in court in Cairo. The suspects have been in custody in Egypt for 3 months, accused of spreading false news and belonging to a terrorist group, charges they strongly deny. Belle True is a Cairo-based journalist.
The family of the three correspondents told me that they felt that they were quite confident that the three will be acquitted. But again, it's a difficult and very serious trial. They're being accused of terrorism, of either aiding and abetting a terrorist organization or being part of one.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Ukraine's acting president, Oleksandr Turchynov, has ordered troops to be withdrawn from Crimea. The region was absorbed by Russia last week following a referendum considered illegal by the West and Kiev. This comes as Russia's defense minister, Sergei Shoigu, visited the region to inspect military facilities, and members of Russian government met to discuss plans for Crimea's social and economic development. Our correspondent, Natalie Fury, reports.
The acting president said the move was made to ensure the safety of military personnel and their families. Meanwhile, Russia's prime minister said businesses working in Crimea under Russian jurisdiction could be exempt from paying taxes. He added that pensions in the region will increase and that plans for ports, agriculture and tourism services are being drawn up. This comes as G7 countries consider their next steps on the Ukraine crisis on the sidelines of a summit on nuclear security in The Hague. Natalie Fury, Moscow.
The United States is to send additional troops as well as specialised aircraft to help in the hunt for fugitive African warlord Joseph Kony. The deployment is expected to make it easier for African Union forces involved in the search to reach remote locations quickly. As Malcolm Brown reports, the American troops are meant to remain in a supporting role.
The 150 additional personnel and equipment represent a significant increase in numbers and capability of U.S. forces involved in the hunt for Joseph Kony. According to the Washington Post, which broke the story, the package will include at least four troop-carrying Osprey aircraft. The Osprey can take off and land like a helicopter but fly like a plane, making it a useful platform to get to the sort of jungle locations where Kony and his reduced band of followers hide out. Malcolm Brown, Washington.
That's the latest feature story news. Rebecca Hume reporting.